I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 1,265 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa stayed in light test. Trade very slow this week due in part to inclement weather conditions in the trade area. Retail and feed store hay was steady. Alfalfa, fair and good quality for the export market, sold at $130 per ton. Timothy grass on the mid-square bales sold at $200 a ton. Oat straw, mid-square bales for the export market, sold at $65 a ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, feeder alfalfa was firm. Trade was very active on good demand, especially for wheat straw. Due to high moisture this winter, parts of Interstate 86 between Burley and Pocatello were closed due to high water on the freeway. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated good tarped sold between $90 and $100 per ton. Mid-squares of wheat straw rated good sold for $80 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In Central Oregon, small squares of good to premium orchard grass sold for $230 per ton for the retail stable market. In Lake County, small squares of good to premium oat hay sold for $125 per ton. In Eastern Oregon, small squares of alfalfa orchard grass mixed rated good sold for $140 per ton. In Klamath Basin, small squares of fair, mixed grass, sold for $125 per ton. In Harney County, large squares of alfalfa rated fair, sold for $100 per ton. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information, Network of the West.